You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Amanda Hadaway, the Managing Director and Lead Consultant and Trainer for HR Answer Box. HR Answer Box is a boutique consultancy focused on solving the people problems that business owners, executives, and managers face on a daily basis. Amanda, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. I'm pleased to be with you today.
And you're most welcome. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So for starters, tell us a little bit about how HR Answer Box came to be and why you created this business.
Sure, my pleasure. So I had worked in HR for about 15 years when I started getting requests from people in my network and through word of mouth that needed some help with their HR and training needs. So I quickly realized that many small businesses really don't have the luxury of having a full-time in-house HR person or HR department, but they still have the responsibilities in keeping their businesses compliant and their employees engaged. So I launched HR Answer Box back in January of 2016 after about doing 3 years of on and off part-time on the side consulting projects in addition to my full-time work as an in-house HR director. So through word of mouth and follow-on projects from those very same freelance clients, I was able to hit the ground running.
Great backstory there. Awesome stuff. Now, what are you seeing as the top HR challenges facing small businesses today?
Great question. No two businesses are exactly the same when it comes to HR challenges because each employee situation is unique. However, there are some trends around talent acquisition, also known as recruiting. We currently have very low unemployment across the entire country, and that means that there really just aren't a ton of candidates beating down the door to come work for your company. Combine that with the fact that baby boomers are aging out of the workforce in retirement, and we have a real recruitment challenge. Businesses are going to have to plan ahead better and come up with more innovative recruiting solutions to better prepare their businesses.
And Amanda, what do you recommend businesses do to prepare for this talent shortage?
Well, as I mentioned, businesses definitely need to prepare. So doing something is a step that would be positive for them. It's also not a problem that can be solved overnight. So businesses need to think about doing some solid workforce planning and succession planning to help. In case your listeners aren't familiar with what those terms mean, let me explain. Workforce planning takes a look at your current employees and helps assess whether or not they have any gaps. It also looks at the skills that you currently have in your workforce to help determine if those knowledge, skills, and abilities, sometimes called KSAs, are the same ones that you're going to need going forward in the future. So once you have that information, you can actually put together a plan for, say, the next 6 months or maybe even out a year in advance. Succession planning, on the other hand, looks at who's leaving through retirement and other avenues, so terminations, other types of employee attrition, and really establishes a process for training and developing your next level of employees into those specific roles. It's also going to be important for companies to think about creative recruiting challenges. You know, we've been really reliant on posting jobs onto job boards, and that quite simply might not be enough to get it done going forward. Companies are going to have to go to where the candidates are and be physically present in those spaces. Organizations are also looking at candidates who are even younger. I know of some companies who are actually starting their recruitment processes at the middle school level and doing some career awareness activities to get students excited about specific career paths.
Quite interesting. And did you say at the elementary level?
Yeah, some in elementary school and also some in middle school. It's starting much, much earlier.
Wow, that is really interesting, and I was not even aware of that. Today we're joined by Amanda Hadaway, Managing Director and Lead Consultant and Trainer for HR Answer Box here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show for your convenience on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app, also for your listening convenience. Now, Amanda, what are the biggest mistakes small businesses make when it comes to HR?
I've actually spent a lot of time thinking about this. I actually have a free ebook on my website that talks about the top 10 employee management mistakes that companies make, and I don't think we have time for all 10 today, but I will highlight two of those areas out of the top 10. So one of the biggest mistakes is ignoring employee performance issues. And I realize that that might seem pretty basic, but there are a lot of managers who try to just do the head in the sand approach, and that typically doesn't work. Most times when you ignore an employee's performance problem, it really doesn't go away. So instead, it's important to be proactive in speaking with the employee about whatever performance issue there may be. And during the conversation, working with that employee to try to come up with what the root cause of the poor performance is and try to work with the employee to develop some sort of action plan. So once that employee has the steps laid out, it's important for the manager to ensure that the steps are being met and really coach that employee back to better or more appropriate performance. The other issue that I want to highlight with your listeners is that some small employers aren't aware of all of the compliance issues that impact their businesses. At the federal level, at the state level, and now even some cities and counties, there are new employment laws that are being added each year. And just because someone is a small employer doesn't mean that there aren't employment laws that apply. Some employment laws kick in when you make your very first hire. So it's really important that small businesses are aware of what they do have to comply with. Failure to comply and get caught can actually result in some pretty hefty fines. So I like to go in when I meet with a new client and do a little bit of a mini audit just to see where the client is and what areas need to be fixed.
Also, Amanda, what services do you offer to help small businesses navigate the complicated landscape of managing employees and staying in compliance with employment laws?
Okay. I work primarily with businesses who have under 50 employees, and I work with them on a variety of HR projects. About 50% of my business is HR consulting work that includes things like helping employers with their HR compliance concerns, as we've mentioned, setting up performance management systems, solving employee relations issues, and a whole host of other HR projects. The other 50% of my business is corporate training. So we conduct sessions for HR practitioners, managers, as well as employees. One of my most requested topics is how to interview legally and effectively. I also get a lot of requests for soft skills training, particularly for managers, on skills like communication and feedback, as well as team building. I also offer HR audits where I come in and spend a day with an organization taking a really comprehensive look at what they have in place in their HR function and making sure that it's not only compliant, but also giving them some best practices of how they could improve their HR functions within their organizations. So right now I'm actually offering free 30-minute solution sessions, and small business owners and managers can sign up for those on my website to just have a quick conversation about the challenges that they may be facing in their specific organizations.
Amanda, you've done a fine job in what you've created through HR Answer Box, helping people with their HR needs and challenges, and well done. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final takeaway, or one last final tip?
Sure, of course. Yeah, I think one tip that I'd like to share with your listeners is just not to be so overwhelmed. It's never too late to start paying attention to sound HR and employee management practices. The key is really starting and getting professional assistance with the areas where you're unsure, you're not quite exactly aware of what you need to do. Well-managed employees tend to have lower turnover rates and higher productivity and engagement. And that's really important to the organization's bottom line.
Before you go, Amanda, of course, our listeners would definitely want to know where they can be in contact and also where they can get more information in regards to HR Answer Box.
Yeah, absolutely. My website address is hransterbox.com.
It couldn't get any easier than that. Well, Amanda, again, thanks for your time. Again, congratulations on the company and what you're accomplishing. Continued success, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks. It was a pleasure to be with you.
And the pleasure was definitely ours. We've been speaking with Amanda Hadaway, the Managing Director and Lead Consultant and Trainer for HR Answer Box. That is a boutique consultancy focused on solving the people problems that business owners, executives, and managers face on a daily basis. And for all the details, visit HRAnswerBox.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.